Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are you prepared for a financial disaster? Well, you can't always protect your household from a flood or tornado, but you can prepare for a financial emergency, things like an unexpected job loss or a health issue. So today, we've got a top three list of steps to take to disaster-proof your finances. This is based on a recent article at Kiplinger.com. And by the way, these steps agree with our money map. Number one, stash your cash. The goal is to have enough cash on hand to cover 3 to 6 months' living expenses. Now, if that seems like a lot, start with $100, then build it to $1,000, then a month's living expenses, and so on. Every dollar counts. Number two, don't gamble with your assets. Have adequate homeowners or renters insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods and earthquakes, so you might want to look into a gap policy to cover those calamities. And if you rent, renters insurance is a must. Besides, it's relatively cheap. And number three, put a price on your head for life insurance. If you have a family, depending on your income, you need life insurance. It doesn't mean you lack faith in God. It's just good stewardship, and term insurance is cheap as well. Figure 10 to 12 times your annual salary at a minimum. So those are the three things that you can do to disaster-proof your finances. Now, we've got a lot more information to help you handle your money the wise way. That's God's way. Check us out online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.